This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that when Catskill voters go to the polls November 6th, they will have six candidates to choose from to fill four seats on the Green County Legislature. Four Republicans and two Democrats are competing to represent Catskill District 1 for the next 3 years. Incumbent Mike Bullock, 51, is the co-owner of Bullock Mushroom Company, Incorporated. He is running on the Republican, Conservative, and Independent Party lines. Bullock said during his next term he plans to keep watch over the jail bond, which he voted against. Christopher Hamilton, 37, a Democrat, is a consultant for Staples Business Advantage. His name will appear on the Democratic, Independent, Working Families, and Women's Equality Party lines. As for the jail bond, Hamilton said he thinks all options have not been explored. Jack Keller, 61, a Republican, oversees buildings and grounds on the Alana State Historic Site. He is running on the Republican and Conservative Party lines. Keller supports the jail bond, but believes the entire debate could have been handled better, saying the feasibility study should be done to address constituent concerns. Joseph Kozlowski, 66, a Democrat, is retired. He is running for what would be a second non-consecutive term on the Democratic, Independents, Working Families, and Women's Equality Party lines. He currently serves on the Catskill Village Board. That term expires in 2020. When it comes to the jail, Kozlowski said lawmakers need to keep an eye on the expenses. Taxpayers, quote, taxpayers should not pay any more than they need to get this done, unquote, he said. Incumbent Matthew Lavera, 37, a Republican, is employed as a teacher by the Catskill Central School District. He is running for a second term on the Republican and Conservative Party lines. Lavera supported the jail bond, but he also intends to support the development of various alternatives to incarceration options. Incumbent Linda Overball, 73, is a retired nurse. She is running for her third term on the Republican and Conservative Party lines. Overball is pleased that the jail debate ended during her second term. Quote, it was time to stop kicking the can and do something, unquote, she said. She is seeking re-election to see the jail through to completion. Quote, I want to see that it is done reasonably and under budget, unquote, she said. Polls will open at 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, November 6th at the Washington Irving Senior Center, the Catskill Firehouse, the Kiskatom Firehouse, and Palinville Firehouse, and the Leeds Firehouse. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union that State Supreme Court Justice candidate and current Albany County Family Court Judge Margaret T. Walsh is under investigation by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct about an incident last summer that resulted in the judge receiving a ticket for allegedly leaving the scene of an accident. A witness told police that Walsh sped away after backing into an unoccupied vehicle that was parked across the street from the residence of Walsh's mother. Both vehicles involved sustained damage to the driver's sides. There were no injuries. Walsh, a Democrat who co-chairs the state's Advisory Committee on Judicial Ethics, drove immediately to her home and parked her vehicle in the garage. Quote, I believe there is a big misunderstanding, unquote, Walsh said of the incident in June. Quote, I didn't have a chance to talk to the other person, and I think an assumption was made that was utterly false, unquote. Walsh referred questions posed by the Albany Times Union about the case and the investigation to her attorney, Gregory J. Teresi, who said he was not aware of the probe. Teresi downplayed the significance of the commission's investigation and said the commission normally will not disclose an investigation until after any related court case is resolved. The ticket is currently pending in Bethlehem Town Court. Teresi said a deal on the traffic violation had been offered, but it was still under consideration. Walsh has been a family court judge for 14 years in Albany and an acting state Supreme Court justice for 10. She is one of three candidates seeking two state Supreme Court positions in the 3rd Judicial District November 6th. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union that the New York State of Health, the online marketplace where New Yorkers can purchase their 2019 health insurance, opens November 1st. The site will remain open through the end of January 2019. Anyone new to the process can begin shopping for coverage immediately. Those who are already covered through the state-run marketplace will be able to renew their insurance starting November 16th. In the individual marketplace, more than 95% of plan participants should see no cost increase in the coming year, according to state health officials. In addition to serving individuals, the site makes coverage available to small businesses with 100 full-time employees or less. They can enroll directly with insurers through the online portal or through certified brokers. New York's health plan marketplace has remained relatively stable in terms of enrollment and cost, despite federal efforts to weaken the Affordable Care Act. However, industry insiders say 2019 will be the real test to state marketplaces, as the recent repeal of the individual mandate penalty could lead to lower enrollment levels nationwide. Information is available at newyorkstateofhealth.ny.gov or by calling 1-855-355-5777. Those numbers and web addresses are available in the newsroom at wgxc.org. As daylight savings time comes to an end this weekend, the Firemen's Association of the State of New York is urging everyone to make sure their smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are working. The association is advising residents to test alarms equipped with either removable or sealed-in batteries. Removable batteries should be replaced, and sealed-in batteries should be checked to confirm they are functioning. According to FASNY, 3 of every 5 home fire deaths occur in homes without working smoke alarms. Read more at fasny.com. This has been Tom Rowe for the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org to find out more about anything you heard here.